This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, to quote Matthew McConaughey, I will just say, all right.
Oh, my word.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Let's reset our questions, and then back to Jason we'll go.
Okay. I have two questions remaining. This is a who am I question. In all, I conquered more land than Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and Darius of Persia combined, and my empire was the largest land empire in human history. Who am I? Second question, in 1954, Barry Nelson was the first actor to portray what famous spy?
Here's what I've got. What is the only state in the United States without a natural lake?
Shame.
The only U.S. state. They don't have one single natural lake. My daughter, Casey James, gave me this good question. Second question, a math question. What is defined as the ratio between a circle's circumference and its diameter? And, of course, that's if you carry the one. I want to throw that in there. No, all the math people know what I'm talking about. This is the number you get when you divide the distance around a circle by the distance across the middle. Okay. It's a mathematical constant. The number is always the same, no matter how big the circle. I want to know what that little thing is called.
That little thing is called.
Said the non-mathematical guy.
That was a pretty scientific way of phrasing it. All right, so my two questions is, Rocky Balboa's brother-in-law's name, what was Rocky Balboa's brother-in-law's name in the movie Rocky?
Do you need to know the moose's name, too, or just the squirrel?
Okay, number two, which tree bark is used to produce aspirin? That's not a trick question. Yep. That's a real question.
Our crunchy listeners know. They know what you can get from a dandelion and this and that and all kinds of home remedies. Thank you, Lord, for the Native
American. I'm talking about you buy aspirin.
Oh, I know it.
You buy bear aspirin, for example.
Yeah. This is where it came from. Oh, look, I'm being sincere.
Yeah.
You thank the Lord for Native Americans, Amish. You got
Appalachian Americans.
I don't know if they came
moonshine.
Up with as much. No, that's only, they only got one thing to
moon
take.
Pies. The moonwalk that Michael Jackson made famous. Where do you think he got that from?
That's right.
He got that from the Appalachian Americans.
Walk up there and you see that felt hat, that corn cob pipe, them just wearing one white sequence glove, and there it is right there. That's inspiration for that.
I had a bad burn, sunburn one time, I rubbed one of those tentacles from a top of a rabbit.
Right.
Just
it cured it.
Healed me right up.
Okay. See, you joke about that. Aloe. Naturals all get out. Cut that. Squeeze that.
Who
from
said
that plant,
I was joking about
right,
it?
Right Aloe. There on the burn. Yeah, thank you, Amish. Thank you, Native Americans, and all those home natural remedies. They work.
All right, we go back to Jason. Yes. Jason's been patiently waiting for 45 minutes. Jason, what is your question for us, young man?
Okay, I want y'all to answer, who was the first judge of Israel?
It wasn't Deborah, was it?
We're going to talk amongst ourselves, okay? So don't say yes or no. I'm going to say it's Samuel.
Oh, that's right.
Because Samuel does say, even though he was like the first prophet, well, he was the first in a long line of prophets, but it says he used to judge Israel.
I'm going to say 2 Samuel.
You are. I should be getting hazard pay for being on this show. Who do I talk to about that? My jaws and ribs always hurt after we get
all
through.
Right, Jason. All right,
wait, we've got Deborah, Samuel, and 2 Samuel.
Any of us have any chance of being right, Jason?
No.
All right, what's the answer?
His name was Othniel.
Othniel.
So that's the first one in the book of Judges.
Right, and so many people named their son.
That was actually an alias.
Othniel. Uh-huh. He was running from the law.
It's an alias.
Hey, Jason. That's
before
good.
Before you go, yeah. I'm very impressed with your ability to answer JJ's question.
Amen.
And come back with a Bible question of your own. So I'm going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and we'll get you an AFR ball cap. How's that sound?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, thank you. Okay,
hey,
thank you.
Hey, Jason, you'll never regret the time you spent in prayer, going to church,
Amen.
Reading the Word. Keep stay in the Word and allow the Word to get in the Word and allow the Word to get in you. Boy, you have impressed us by loving the Word of God.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Jason, and we'll get your information.
Amen. You're listening to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. If you want to listen to previous Trivia Friday shows, we've got a couple of years, or I don't know how many, cataloged, and you can go back and listen to any of them you want to at our website. Go to AFR.net, click on podcast, then click on the Trivia Friday banner at AFR.net, podcast, click on the trivia. I know a lot of people said, hey, I travel, vacation, whatever,
right.
And we'd like to laugh and listen to the trip. So you got a whole bunch of our trivia shows on there if you want to download those. All right, and Tim, Ed, and JJ here. Again, you're listening to American Family Radio. Who's next, Ed?
Well, we go to Georgia, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing today?
Personally, I'm doing very well.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Hi, John.
Okay. Hey, believe it or not, you're my first phone call on my new phone.
Oh, wow. First call.
Wonderful. Now, what kind is it? 11, 12, 13, or Android? What do you got there?
Just an Android. Nothing big, but my other one got damaged, and I just literally got it turned on, and you guys came on, and then my sweetheart of mother banished me to the garage because I listened to you guys.
So she doesn't listen to us?
No, she does. She got me interested in you many years ago.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. We love everything about your whole show, okay?
Wow. And, well, thank you, John. Appreciate that.
John, you want to ask, answer, or do both on your new phone?
Well, one of your callers really confused me there. She had two or three questions, and then she answered the one for the hat, but I'll go to that poor state with no water.
Okay, here it is. What is the only state in the U.S. without a natural lake?
I think I'm calling from there, Georgia.
No, that's not it.
What?
But you made it Georgia has a lot of natural lakes.
Yeah.
But
That's not what I learned a while ago.
Well, that's
I believe you guys.
yeah, it's not Georgia.
Hey, John. John, where are you calling from in Georgia?
Little town called Bon Air, but it's the Air Force Base.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Georgia's got a whole bunch of lakes, man. You need to get out more. travel around.
Man, you're all man.
Yeah. What's your question for us, John?
I don't know if this is true or not. I heard it this morning because y'all confused me a little bit. What team in Major League Baseball has never won 10 games in a row?
Which team in Major League Baseball has never won 10 games in a row?
Wow, that'd be pretty sad. Never won 10 games in a row?
I've got no idea.
Well, would it be the Cubs? Because they had a pretty dismal record for a long, long time.
Random
guess.
I'm going to say Cubs.
I'll say Toronto Blue Jays.
I'll say, I don't know, Denver Rockies. I mean, Colorado Rockies.
All right, what's the answer? What's the answer,
Jim? I think it may be pertaining to a little more modern days, but it surprised me, the Florida Marlins.
Florida Marlins, yeah.
Had never won 10 games in a row.
Yeah, I think they only had one. They had won. I think they won the World Championship one year. And anyway.
And you don't have to win 10 in a row.
That's right. Hey, John, thanks for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your kind words about AFA
Amen.
And AFR.
Amen.
And tell your mom thank you for turning you on to American Family Radio.
And we go to Kansas, and Lisa is on the line. Lisa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Kansas?
I'm currently in Manhattan, but I'm up in Emmett, about halfway between Topeka and Manhattan.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling and listening. So you're listening to the Topeka station, or are you listening on the app?
Well, on the app, because I kind of got kicked off my car phone or the car radio because you guys always put it on the phone.
Well, we did.
I listen on my phone.
Okay. So you're on a low carb. That's what you're saying?
What?
Is that, did I misunderstand?
Yeah, I think you might have. Hey, you want to, Lisa, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Well, I was really confident about the sugar and molasses one, but someone already took it.
Now, do you like to bake and cook, or did you remember that from your grandparents? How'd you know that?
I am somebody who always looks for another way of doing something, and so that's something I learned a long time ago.
Yeah.
I look for the good in
like
people.
I don't just not bake because I don't have the product. I will make do.
Good. Good. Well, hey, which one now? You say which question you want to go for?
I am going to do the one which state does not have a natural lake.
Here we go. And now it's one out of 49 because it's not Georgia. Here's the question. What is the only state in the U.S. without a natural lake?
It is Maryland.
Maryland.
Wow, I was going to guess Utah.
I was going to guess Arizona.
Arizona, Utah, and Georgia are not the answer. Here, I did a little backstory. It has many ponds and some man-made lakes, but no natural lakes.
Huh.
And I went ahead because I knew, like, y'all were going to go say, what? And they said that most of the natural lakes were made by glaciers. Now, that's one of those things they say, whatever, you know, millions of years ago or whatever. But it said glaciers, when during the Ice Age or whatever, they would cut through and then they would leave that gap and it would be a natural lake and no glaciers came through Maryland. So I don't know how much stock to put in that, but for sure there are no, who would think there are no, not one single natural lake in Maryland.
And so lakes have to be a certain size to not be considered
a pond. Yeah, ponds are pretty small.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're going to call. Probably if you can have a pond that's an acre, but lake.
I think you measure the circumference
of
the lake.
Look,
and then
and
the
you cross. Cut across it.
No, look, you guys say that. I did start to slip into a portal because it was saying, what's the difference between a lake and a reservoir?
Yeah.
And so I could wax eloquent on that, but I won't.
Reservoir is man-made, right?
Well,
man-made lake, right?
Yes, it is, but it has something to do with, like, if you built a highway or you're trying to dam something up, it's for a reason.
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday, and you have to be standing on one foot and patting your head and doing your
rubbing
your belly. Hey, but anyway, pond, I think everybody agrees, that's pretty small. It can be like just a little bitty pond, koi pond.
You can't put a boat out there.
That's
you know
it. Nobody's going to be tubing.
No, you're going to be tubing in a pond.
Fishing.
I've seen that before.
In a boat in a pond.
Hey, I know we don't have a lot of time on the clock, but I got to tell you this. So my friend, his dad, three boys, they buy one of the first Sea-Doos, one of the very first jet skis that came out. And they had like a half-acre pond or smaller. They put it in the pond, and all they could do is go around in a real tight circle with that thing up on its side.
Yeah.
Well, three boys, everybody's, it's my turn. You've ridden longer than me. And there's big fight always. So they came up with, these teenage boys, you take tennis balls, and whoever's riding, the others get to stand on the bank and throw tennis balls. And they said after those tennis balls got wet, then all of a sudden it wasn't you riding to have fun. You're hunkered down and using it as a shield. They said they're all athletic. They said if you've never been hit by a wet tennis ball, 60, 70 mile an hour. So now they said when it was their turn, they go, okay, it's your turn. No, I'm good. You go ahead. You can have my turn. They just went round and round. Leave it to teenage boys to just be humming those tennis balls, whack, whack, while the other one's just trying to.
Because you've got to add to the speed of the throw,
yes,
the speed of the CD.
Yes, yes.
That and is smart.
Those guys did that one summer, and I just thought, just leave it to teenage boys to come up with a little bit of chance of injury and a little danger. And a little bit of competition.
All right, Lisa, what's your question for us?
All right. Well, first I want to just throw in there. So Kansas only has two natural lakes,
really?
Cheyenne Bottoms and Inman. Yeah.
Really?
Really. And I'm answering that from a bait and tackle shop, by the way.
Oh. Wow. Mm. That's some real credibility.
That's right.
All okay, right. So my question
is,
this you
your, is this your bait and tackle shop that you guys have?
No, it's a friend's. It's Derek's Bait and Tackle in Manhattan by the Tubes.
Well, that's what I wanted to know, let you give a plug for him. Okay. Now, go ahead. What's your question for us?
Okay. So my question is, in Genesis, God changed Abram's name to Abraham. What does Abram mean, and what does Abraham mean?
Pastor?
Well, Abraham means the father of nations, I think.
Sing the song that goes along with it.
Abram, I don't recall. I did know it once. Like,
and Sarah had a different name, Sarai or something. Abram, Sarai, then Abraham and Sarah.
I should know this, Lisa. I'm embarrassed that I don't.
What's the answer, Lisa?
So Abram means a great father, and Abraham means a father of many nations.
Okay. All right.
Sing the song for us, Lisa. Just get us started in the right direction.
I don't know any song.
I'll help you, Lisa. You ready? Here we go. Father Abraham
had many sons.
Many sons.
Many sons had Father Abraham. And I am one of them.
And pass the s'mores.
And dun, dun, dun.
That was a summer
dun,
camp dun, song, wasn't it?
I've never heard this
song. That was church camp or vacation Bible school.
I didn't go to vacation. You guys were Christians or something growing up.
Yeah.
Lisa,
you didn't go to vacation. You didn't go to VBS at all.
I was a heathen.
Lisa, is that it?
That's it.
Thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you and have a great weekend.
And go to Derek's Bait Shop, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Who's next, Ed?
All right, we go to Tim in New Hampshire. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
My question got answered. I was really going to try and answer that Maryland one. I had that all set.
Oh, no.
And you knew it, Tim?
I think I found Tim Singh. He was asking about Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire.
You found that verse?
I'm not sure, but Proverbs 19:9 says, a false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will perish. Now, I think in the original Hebrew, maybe.
I like the way you think. It may be it meant that their pants will catch on fire.
I would think so. I'm just trying to win a hat. I don't know.
I know.
Well, Tim, let me ask you this. Now, do you want to take a – do you know any other answers to any other questions?
I don't. I really don't. All right. I was truly trying to find out.
How old are you?
56.
All right. You remember Rocky?
I do.
The movie? All right. What was his brother-in-law's name? Played a main role in that movie. What'd he call him?
And this right up in your area.
What Rocky, over in Philly. What'd Rocky call him?
I don't remember. I don't remember movies.
Hey, Tim, I got to ask you a personal question there from New Hampshire.
I already did. Well, how old he was.
Yeah, I'm going to ask another one.
Okay.
So, Nashua, have they recovered since Ed moved away? You know anything you were over to Nashua? Is it on the wrong side of the tracks, the right side of the tracks? What's that place like?
They're still trying.
That's an honest answer. Yeah.
Where do you live in New Hampshire, Tim? Just curious.
I'm in New Boston.
Okay.
You know where that is, Ed?
I don't. I'm not sure where
Boston.
Where New Boston is.
Well,
I'll tell you what, they need one.
Oh, my word. Hey, Tim, thank you for listening to AFR. And
hey, we'll send you a cap, brother.
Oh, there you go.
No, that's what he's begging for.
Well, that's good.
He can't hide it.
No, that's all right.
That's all right. You know,
it's America.
I was really trying. Hey. I was really trying.
Listen,
all they can say is no, right, Tim?
We get so few calls from New Hampshire.
Right, right.
We might as well send him
we
a
We want
new
him
cap.
To be an ambassador for
that's
us.
That's what we're talking about.
And this is a wicked awesome hat.
Hey, yeah. There you go.
So, Tim, if you would send us some lobster, then we'll send you a hat. It'll be
a lobster
even
roll. Hey, I'm going to put you, Tim, I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll ship it out there to you.
Thank you, guys.
Do you All know, right. Seriously, so every few weeks, my wife, Allison, and I, we there's a restaurant in town.
Yeah.
And you can call in and get a lobster roll.
No way.
Here local?
Yes, here local, a lobster roll. And so I go down there. Now, if we go eat in, you know, she'll order it there. But about once every few weeks, I'll just order it and go down there and pick it up and take it home. And it is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it.
You're a good husband.
But what it is, it's lobster from New England.
Oh, wow.
So they do this all over the country.
Right.
You know, they fly it in. I don't know. Fred Jackson says he gets it shipped from Boston, lobster and
all kinds of stuff you can get.
Seafood.
It's
and they
overnight.
They put it in a what do you call it, a
with
box?
Dry ice.
Dry ice. Yeah.
And it's overnighted to you. And you found out about lobster.
Yeah,
rolls.
Local restaurant. They got fresh lobster. I'm not talking about a chain restaurant. I'm talking about a local place that orders it from, you know, your neck of the woods, Ed,
yeah.
New England, and then they ship it here, and it's so good.
And last
so fresh.
Year, when you and Allison went to yeah. Boston for vacation, that's where you found out about lobster rolls.
Yeah,
lobster rolls.
Allison, but she'd eat lobster rolls every meal if she could. I mean, she loves that. She
oh,
loves
yeah.
lobster.
Well,
here's yeah. the deal. What Tim's trying to tell you is them DoorDash people, they hustle. Man, they'll get on that bicycle and ride and pedal
right,
their
right,
guts
right
out.
Down through,
they'll come through. They'll come from anywhere to bring you whatever you order.
From New England right down through the state with no lakes and on down to, you know what I'm saying?
No natural lakes. They got some man-made ponds and reservoirs.
They have that.
Hey, let's get Bill in before
okay.
the show's over.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
We go Pennsylvania, and Bill is on the line. Bill, we are coming up against the end of the show, but we wanted to try to fit you in. You want to ask him? Answer or do both?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
we
sir.
Can, Bill.
You want
to
ask?
I'll try to do both real quick.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
Well, I think I'm pretty confident on three of the answers, but I'll go with the one I feel like I definitely know. It's Tim's.
Okay.
It's on aspirin.
Oh, the aspirin.
Which tree bark is used to produce aspirin?
I'm going to say the willow tree.
The willow tree.
Nicely Woo-hoo. Done.
Yes. In particular, this says the white willow tree produces aspirin. I'd like to know how that's done. I'll read more about that, see if I can find
about
out more about
the bark. Yeah.
Yeah. But, Bill, great answer. How did you know that, Bill?
I think if I'm not mistaken, they boil it to get the aspirin out of it.
Okay. All Whoever right. discovered that?
So.
Good.
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe someone same chewing bark
that,
or
same
something.
Same guy that figured out about a chicken
What's
egg.
What's your question for us? What's your question?
It's related to the gentleman from Arkansas's question.
Okay.
This one is, since I'm in Pennsylvania, who's the only five-star general to come out of Uniontown, Pennsylvania, which is not far from where I'm at?
They don't. By the way, we don't have five-star generals anymore.
We don't?
They don't decorate them that high.
Can you tell us, like,
yeah,
what
you could use that
or?
As a true or false question.
Well, I'll give you a hint. If you've seen the movie, he was in the movie Saving Private Ryan.
Hey, you better tell
Patton,
us.
Patton,
you better tell
Patton,
us. George Patton.
George Patton.
No. George P. Marshall.
Marshall.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Hey, thanks,
Thank
buddy.
Sorry
Have
about
a great
this.
Weekend.
Sorry, got to rush you, my friend. Sorry.
All right. Largest land empire in human history, guys. Tim already knows. You know?
No, I
Genghis
don't.
Khan.
Genghis Khan.
And Barry Nelson was the first actor to portray James Bond. Sean Connery was the first one in film, but 8 years before that was on television.
Number you get when you divide the distance around a circle.
It's pi.
Yes. It's pi, which is
3.14.
What was Rocky Balboa's brother-in-law's name?
I can't remember it.
Forget.
Paulie.
Yeah.
Paulie. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.